podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Emily brought this to my attention a couple of days ago, and I've been doing a little bit more reading on it. Apparently, the people with Burger King reached out to the people with Mickey D's, and they said, how would you like to team up for a little promotion for International Peace Day, which is going to be in mid to late September? We could put two stores together in one, in just one location in Georgia. And what we would do is we would sell a combination of our biggest sellers. In other words, we would take the Big Mac, we would take the Whopper, and we would sell a McWhopper.
Aha, make it so.
And stoners all over the land rejoice.
Right on, brah.
Yeah, people in Colorado are like, man, bring one here.
That's delicious.
Anyway, so I heard this idea, and Emily brought it to my attention, and I said, what a cool idea. You get these two major behemoths in the fast food industry to set aside their competition and work together for International Peace Day and sell the McWhopper. And as soon as you told me that, Em, I thought, great idea. Well, McDonald's heard the news and they went, no.
Yeah, more or less, huh?
I think it's important to say, because the last line of McDonald's snarky reply won't make sense unless you know that how Burger King approached McDonald's with this is that they took out a full page ad. And it was the New York Times and then the Chicago Tribune. So it was kind of like a, hey, McDonald's, let's do the McWhopper. And so everybody saw it that, mm-hmm. you know, picks up these huge mm-hmm. newspapers. I know, newspaper. But so then McDonald's reply was just so bitchy.
Yeah, they called out Burger King's entire approach as a publicity stunt. And McDonald's line was, quote, a simple phone call will do next time.
The thing I love about this is that people were flipping out about it on Facebook. Oh, I can't believe they're doing this. This would be the greatest thing ever. I wish this would happen. And we'll never know. And I just want to say,
what?
You can still make this happen, people. Go to Burger King, buy a Whopper.
Yeah.
Go to McDonald's, buy a Big Mac. Make your own.
But I this guess. Is for Come peace, on. Jared. This is
yeah,
for
I get
peace.
The shtick.
One of them will be cold.
I get the shtick, but the outcry on Facebook, like, we'll never know the taste. Well, yeah, you can. Just
well,
make your own.
Come on, play along with us here.
What other things
Wait a minute,
blend?
Before you move on, I will tell you that somebody did some research on it, and they found what the McWhopper would be physically for you.
Yeah.
726 calories.
Yes.
36 grams of fat.
Well, moderation.
Which is why it would taste so damn good.
Moderation.
I think people should stop eating meat.
You don't have to have a McWhopper every day, but if I had one,
enjoy it.
I would put that in my mouth.
I haven't had either one in Man. Years, but...
Moment on the lips, lifetime on the hips, boys.
Is that what it is? It's all right.
But I started thinking, what if a couple of other companies would team up? What other marriage of two big corporations would we love to see?
I'm telling you right now, a Chick-fil-A pizza would rock my world.
Oh.
The Chick-fil-A chicken on
yes.
like a Domino's pizza.
With that little pickle.
A Chick-itza.
No.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Yes, I'd roll that up and put it in my belly.
I say that's the one.
Yo, God.
Why?
No. I think we need like Franzia box wine and Nordstrom's. I think that's what Nordstrom's would make a killing if they would just serve wine for shopping.
Emily's not going to play along
no,
with us.
Not at all.
You said chicken
a
pizza. Chick-itza. What do I do with
It's
that?
A Chick-itza.
You eat it.
It's chicken pizza.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.